This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, April 8th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. As you can see, we're not in studio. We are here in Dallas for the Prophetic Signs in the Heavenlies Conference. And what a timely program this is, with today being the day that the total eclipse of the sun crosses the United States from southwest to northeast. We're in one of the prime locations to view the eclipse. And joining me is Colonel David Giamona. He is 32 years with the United States military. As last posting, I understand you were responsible for the spiritual training, spiritual counseling at all of the 75 Army Correct. Bases around the world?
Correct.
Yes, and he's also the co-author with Troy Anderson, another good friend of ours, of The Military Guide to Armageddon and the brand new book, Your Mission in God's Army, Discovering and Completing Your Faith-Filled Assignment Before Christ's Return. And as we're discussing here, we're recording this on Sunday, just so you know where we are time-wise. Just this morning, we saw news from Israel that it is withdrawing most of its forces from the Gaza Strip, just leaving one battalion behind. But this leaves the mission to take Rafah, which is the last Hamas stronghold, incomplete. And while the IDF is saying this has nothing to do with the pressure from the United States and President Biden saying we want a ceasefire now, you can't ignore the timing, but you've also got the timing of the attack last week, the strike on the Iranian embassy in Damascus that killed a top IRGC commander, and Iran's threat to do something. Eid al-Fitr, the end of Ramadan, coming tomorrow, Tuesday.
Right.
A lot of things coinciding.
Yes.
How do you process this as a student of biblical prophecy?
Well, I'll tell you, not only a student of biblical prophecy, but looking at the geopolitical situation right. around the world, Iran just said this morning that no Israeli embassy is going to be safe. So they're ratcheting up the rhetoric, and there could be some significant actions in the days and weeks to come. We're at a critical time around the world. We know that tactically Israel is withdrawing some forces right now. I think they are saying to rest and recuperate. However, Israel doesn't just do anything appearance sake. I think what they're doing is they've got a plan. They have an operation. They're going to stick to it. Even with the pressure, United States, I still think Netanyahu wants to take care of Rafah, get Gaza, get completely taken care of Hamas, and get into another situation where they're in a stronger negotiation with the rest of the, Arab countries of the world. We'll see what happens, but it's going to be very interesting just in the days, hours ahead, with the eclipse coming and all the things happening aligning the world. China's threatening World War III and the Asia Pacific globally. So we have all of these things happening at the same time.
Mm. Speaking of China and Taiwan, I think some viewers may still be unaware that because of China's long policy of only allowing one child per family, their population is about to implode.
Right.
Their own scholars, just a report from one of their universities in Shanghai within the last couple of weeks, predicted that their population would drop by about half by the end of this century, from about 1.4 billion down to about 700 million.
Correct.
And there are some estimates that say it may even be less than that, which not only means it's getting smaller, but it is getting older, which means the available fighting force to China is going to shrink. So even though China right now has the world's largest navy,
mm-hmm.
Their window of opportunity, if you will, is getting smaller. What does this mean for the United States and our commitment to defend China and the Philippines and other allies in the Western Pacific?
This is a whole nother program, but we're going to try to boil it down into moments here. First of all, the economy of China is really in bad shape. They have made whole cities and no one's occupying them. I just read a report this week on the emptiness of a lot of these spaces. So they're imploding with economic woes. And what happens with a lot of dictatorial countries is they have to look outward, make sure their people are looking outward and not inward. So war could be imminent. They have, of course, allies with North Korea and Russia. So we have a lot of geopolitical aligning going on, and the Philippines, the South China Sea, and China just threatening World War III, Russia threatening nukes, because of NATO alliances with Finland and Sweden. So we have, the makings of what we had in the 1930s, we have the makings of a geopolitical catastrophe of World War III. all that has to happen is a few buttons being pushed at the wrong time, and we are now off to the races in a very significant world events going on.
So we're seeing the conflict taking place in Eastern Europe with Ukraine and Russia, essentially a proxy war. The terror attack in Moscow just a couple of Fridays ago, the Russians have discounted the reports from the West and the claims of responsibility from ISIS, saying, no, it was British and American intelligence assisting Ukrainian intelligence in planning this, essentially blaming the West for it, and perhaps just setting that up as an excuse to do what they plan to do anyway, open war with NATO. The East Asia with the Chinese insisting that Taiwan will be reintegrated to their territory.
Right.
And then, of course, the Middle East with Iran threatening Israel. And perhaps that's a reason that Israel is pulling back from Rafah. Not so much the pressure from President Biden, but the recognition that they may need to deploy those forces in the north against an attack by Hezbollah.
Yeah, that's a significant increasing potential threat going on right now. Hezbollah, the Iranian proxy up in the north, Israel taking its forces out, and they may say, hey, we need you up north to fight this bigger war, because Hezbollah is a much bigger threat than Hamas ever would be, because they have more weapons, more people, and direct access in Syria and the northern tiers over there. So Israel knows what they're doing. They have really good intelligence on the ground. Yeah, they make mistakes. We all do. But understand that what they're doing right now is a tactical, strategic employment of their forces to see what's going to happen. And they watch what's happening, because it's going to be very interesting.
As the co-author of The Military Guide to Armageddon and also Your Mission in God's Army, how do we as Christians process this? Besides, I mean, the surface level, we can look at these things and succumb to a spirit of fear, which
right.
we are not given as Christians.
Right.
So how should we process these events?
Yeah, first of all, if we are a believer in Jesus Christ, you know, fear is not going to be in our vocabulary. I mean, there are fearful things happening. We don't have to be afraid, because our God is in control of the universe. I think if we have a biblical worldview, that in the end, if you read the last chapter of Revelation, we win, you know. So we have to understand, we may go through some real difficult times, but our God is able to sustain us through everything, because he is our source, not the politicians, not world leaders, not Satan. God is the source of all things, and we can trust in his wisdom and in his word.
Amen to that. We are planning to travel to Israel in just a month. In fact, 1 month from today, we plan to be in Jerusalem, and you can join us. We'll tell you how to do that right after this on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Summoning the Demon Super Collection. This amazing collection includes Dr. Thomas Horn's final book, Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast, that reveals how tech singularity will bring an all-powerful artificial mind to life. The trigger event that will make 666 the mark of the beast mandatory overnight. What the future of a marked society will look like. The new face of transhuman supernatural warfare, and how Christians must prepare for what is coming. But this incredible collection also includes, for a limited time, the brand new Dr. Thomas Horn Definitive Skywatch TV Collection. This unimaginable and historical TV anthology is valued at $99.95 all by itself. It contains a total of 96 episodes, over 45 hours of content on 8 DVDs, and is not available anywhere else or online, and includes classic series like Zenith 2016, The Milieu, Belly of the Beast, Saboteurs, The Wormwood Prophecy, The Messenger, Zeitgeist 2025, Legion, and more. But we're still not finished. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented masterpiece by legendary authors Dr. Thomas Horn, Terry James, Tim Moore, and others provides in-depth analysis of emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of over $140. Yours now for your donation of only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone, for instant access to this special collection. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Summoning the Demon Super Collection now.
Once again, we thank Colonel David Giamota for joining us. David, we appreciate your work and your word, your ministry, and especially your insight as one who has actually counseled soldiers on the battlefield in times of crisis. And certainly, if ever there was a time for someone with your experience and your experience and your worldview, it is right now. So thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah.
Thanks.
If you're interested in joining us on our Solidarity arm-in-arm mission to Israel, go to gilberthouse.org/travel. We plan to be there for 7 days, visiting some of the communities in the South that came under attack on October 7th, and visiting, of course, the important sites you'll want to see in Jerusalem, the Temple Mount itself, the Mount of Olives, the Western Wall, and more. Information at our website, gilberthouse.org/travel. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert with Colonel David Giamota. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.